This article is entitled Memories Worth Every Petal, Father and Son Complete Cross-Country Bike Tour, written by Megan Bransrud. On a Monday afternoon in late July, James Culver and Shepard, age 9, were kicking back and relaxing at a hotel. James said he was tired, but a good kind of tired, as he and his son enjoyed a rest of during our time in Zanesville, Ohio, after biking 75 miles east from the Columbus area the day prior. The duo, members of Salt House Lutheran Church in Kirkland, Washington, were on a cross-country bike trip that would end at the Statue of Liberty. "Shep has a world of energy," James said, "and I'm not sure I've even found what his limit is. He's happy to keep going and going, and we've definitely had a really good bonding time on this trip." That bonding time was the point of the whole adventure. And before we went down this journey 7 or 8 years ago, I was at Holy Spirit Lutheran Church in Kirkland, and there was an article posted on a kiosk there, James said. The title was The Gift of Presence. It was all about, instead of working all the time to buy material presents for kids, most kids would rather have their loved ones be there with them and spend quality time with them. And I never forgot that. It was always in the back of my mind. And this trip has mostly been about that, just hanging out every day, talking about life. Shepard's interest in cycling stems from James, who got into the sport when he was a teen and completed several long-distance tours that raised money and awareness for organizations and issues. James' first tour was for his confirmation project, which raised money to rebuild a black church in Florida that had been burned. Later, in 1999, he was featured on the cover of the Living Lutheran's predecessor, the Lutheran magazine, for his cross-country cycling tour that raised money for prison congregations of America. When he was 6, Shepard came across that copy of the Lutheran and asked his dad if they could start riding bikes together. Shepard had learned about the tours I'd done before, he said, and honestly, I'd hung up my bikes and they were just collecting dust for 10 years, but he thought it would be fun. And I agreed, so we started riding together, and it built from there. It wasn't long before he told me that it would be great if we could do something bigger. Shepard's big dream was a cross-country bike tour like his dad had done. I wanted to ask Dad if he wanted to ride across America with me, and when he asked where I wanted to go, I said the first thing that popped into my mind, and that was the Statue of Liberty, he said. James said hearing Shepard's request immediately made him recall his former pastor, with whom he'd shared his own idea for his first cycling tour. "My pastor didn't discourage me. He didn't talk me out of it," James said. "He said yes, which is significant, and it was a pivotal moment in my life, and I didn't want to discourage this big idea that Shepard had." So after about 800 to 900 hours of training, the two set out in the summer of 2019. "We're going to be starting in the mountains first with huge climbs and a lot of hard work," James figured, "so I figured it doesn't matter if we finish, let's just have a good time." But he refused to stop. Riding through those mountains with Shepard, James said, transformed their relationship. "When we made it into the plains out of the Rockies, that's really when my process about the tour changed," he said. "I started to realize this might actually happen. This 7-year-old might actually make it all across the U.S. on his bike." But then Shepard started not feeling well. Their trip came to an end when Shepard was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at a hospital in Glasgow, Montana. They returned home so he could focus on learning how to manage his diabetes. "This kid had earned a right to finish," James said, and on the train home, he asked if that we would ever have a chance, could we go back to Montana and finish someday, and I made him a promise that we could make it happen. On May 2021, they returned to Glasgow to start where they had left off. There they were given a big send-off party organized by the hospital staff with whom they had stayed in touch. "I felt happy when Dad told me on the train 2 years ago that we can totally try to do this again," Shepard said. "The send-off made me feel really confident, like I can definitely finish this time." As their journey progressed, James and Shepherd continued to make connections with people. Media outlets started featuring their tour, and soon people were waiting to welcome them into town when they reached their planned stopping points. "We started getting a lot of help from the communities we went through," James said. "A number of times we had folks who saw Shepherd on the news and would stop on the road and shake our hands or give Shepherd some money." Several ELCA congregations started contacting them too and offering to put them up in a hotel or their church building for the night. "And it became an opportunity to accept help," James said, "and we've received a lot of generosity from people, which has really been very humbling." The pair planned their route by using guides created by Adventure Cycling, a nonprofit that identifies safe and well-traveled paths and bike-friendly stops. The route took them through communities of all sizes, each with their own history and context, which provided opportunities for conversations on a variety of matters, from racism to gentrification to economic inequality. "Shep has had a chance to pretty much see everything," James said. "He's going to grow up with a better understanding of where he lives." The sometimes grueling terrain and weather they encountered on the tour also brought up conversations on such topics as grit and courage. "He and I talked a lot about subjects when we were on the road. Mostly I tell him just how proud I am of him." These conversations and shared experiences get back to the heart of the journey, as Shepherd said he most wanted to spend time with his dad. "And I thought it'd be really fun, and definitely thought correct," he said. "We've gotten to learn a lot more stuff about each other, and I hope other kids can try to do this with their dad if they want to." And James hopes so too. "Back when I was doing my fundraising work, I was strongly focused on how I was going to change the world," he said, "but now that I'm older and raising a family, I've come to realize that the real question should be, how am I going to be in this world? I'd like to be the kind of supportive dad who is present for his kids and helps make their dreams a reality." As they anticipated the end of their journey, James and Shepherd said they were excited, but they thought it would also be an emotional moment because of the sheer feat that they would have accomplished together and because of the many communities who supported them along the way. "I just hope our story helps people to see what's really important in life and gets more people to live more deliberately," James said. Now, 3 years after Shepherd shared his big dream with James, it became a reality. And after thousands of miles full of memories and conversations, the father and son team completed their tour on August 15th by taking in the view of New York City from the balcony of the Statue of Liberty.